Good morrow, fair Nancy, whither so fast? I pray, sweet, whither are you walking?
Stand back, Jack Sauce, I like not your cast. I scorn with coxcombs to be talking. No rustic clown within the town shall disturb me, stop, stay, or hinder to talk with such a fool as thee. No man shall think my wit so slender.
Thou know'st I am a gentleman born, and come of no small reputation. My fame will never be outworn, whilst English men enjoy this nation. In foreign lands I have been proved to be the leader of the battle. Of captains, knights, and lords beloved, when thundering drums and cannons rattle.
I heard indeed thou hast been pressed, and know the cause of it, believe me, only to get a man released, for which he 20 shillings gave thee. But being come into the place, whilst others bravely showed their cunning, thou like a coward didst hide thy face, and glad wert thou for to be running.
I have 300 pounds a year, which shall be thine if thou canst fancy, and love thy friend as may appear, all shall redound to my sweet Nancy. My birth also thou dost well know, my parentage doth grace our meeting. Grant me thy love, and thou shalt be the mistress of my wealth, my sweeting.
As for thy wealth, keep to thyself, for fear hereafter thou shouldst want it. I knew a fool bestowed his pelf, and in small time he did recant it. But for thy birth, I think on earth the like was not by one nor other. Long 7 years together, through wind and weather, thou wast born at the back of thy mother.
When I lived with my friends at home, I went in silk and rich arrayment. With gallants I in taverns roared, 10 pound at once in ready payment. I did disturb out of my purse unto the vintner for good liquor. And so my father allowed me to do, to make my wits and spirits quicker.
Much like unto a ruffian rude, thou didst mongst punks and panders wander, and company kept with strumpets lewd, as flocks of geese keep with the gander. To Tom of Bedlam wouldst thou skip? All this is truth which I do tell ye, and eat the meat out of his grip, so glad wert thou to fill thy belly.
Wine and me thinks thou shouldst not chide, nor put thy will to these disgraces. Many fair lasses I have denied, which sought to win me with embraces. Winnie the witty and Parnell the pretty, and Sis of the city have sought unto me. Bess Joan and Isabel, Sue Else and Bonnie Nell, thought of me passing well, and Kate did woo me.
Since thou so many loves hast had, and every one of them do forsake thee, I'll show thee how thou must soon be a dad, if thou with speed away betake thee. Go to Picked Hatch, there is Bouncing Kate, that for a good husband is like to miscarry. If thou goest unto her and soundly dost woo her, she'd make thee a dad the first day thou dost marry.
Wilt please you to the tavern go, and take a pint of sack or claret, Fine sugar cakes we'll have also. Whatever it cost, I will pay for it. The good sack bowl shall merrily troll. In nectar shall your health go roundly. Then welcome luck, my dainty duck, may sit and see herself pledged soundly.
Thou boisterous clown, give over thy suit, and leave thy fabling complication. Speak wiser words, or else be mute, 'twill be more for thy commendation. Thy jolly red nose doth well disclose, and show thee to be a man of mettle. Thou'lt sit in a house to drink and carouse, till thy nose look like a copper kettle.
All these strange speeches which here are passed shall never make me misdoubt my Nanny. I trust to enjoy thy favor at last. The words in derision thou hast given me many. I for thy sake will undertake to swim the ocean like Leander. Be thou to me like Penelope, which in affection did never wander.
Then here's my hand, sweet will at command, my heart also shall still procure. Like faithful hero to thee I'll stand, like Dame Venus will I endure. To keep my joy from direful annoy, I leave my life to do thee pleasure. Take all thyself, my only sweet boy, my jewels, rings, my gold and treasure.
Thanks, gentle mistress of my heart, my breast hath now given over panting. To church let us go act the part, which yet betwixt us two is the wanting. In nuptial bands give hearts and hand, which never can be separated. Great Chrysis twice overtold could never be so highly rated.